With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran continues to fire missiles at Israel.
A missile slammed into a street in central Tel Aviv as Iran kept up its offensive, even as U.S. President Donald Trump said the United States was in talks with the Islamic Republic to end the war.
One warhead of a missile that exploded in the middle of the road. It's exploded above cars.
Police Superintendent Fadida Yaniv.
We estimate it's something like 100 kilogram of warhead that exploded in this incident.
No one was seriously hurt. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Meantime, Iran has named a new Supreme National Security Council secretary. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Iran has named a new former Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander as the new secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council, replacing Ali Larijani, who was killed in an airstrike. Iranian state television identified the new secretary as Mohammad Bagher Zolgar. Zolgar reached the rank of brigadier general in the guard. He's been serving as the secretary of Iran's Expediency Council.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Mark Wayne Mullen has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The Senate voted mostly along party lines, confirming Mullen 54-45. President Trump selected the Republican senator from Oklahoma to take over the department after firing Secretary Kristi Noem. Mullen takes over the department during a difficult time. Democrats are demanding changes in the department's immigration operation, which has created a budget battle, leading to long lines at U.S. airports.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up about $3.96 a barrel at this hour on Wall Street. Stocks are divided. The Dow is up 23 points. The NASDAQ struggling. It's off about 149. This is SRN News. Massachusetts is becoming a national hub for abortion.
State officials report that nearly 50,000 abortions took place in or through the state in 2024, more than double the roughly 24,000 that were carried out in 2023. And about half of those 50,000 abortions took place in pro-life states, thanks to abortion pills that clinics in Massachusetts are mailing out. Attorneys general in several states have begun filing lawsuits against providers in other states who send abortion drugs in contravention of local law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another big school addresses anti-Semitism. The University of California, Berkeley, has settled a lawsuit by agreeing not to allow student groups to ban Zionists and to pay $1 million to the Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law. The lawsuit was sparked by UC Berkeley student law groups announcing they would not invite Zionist speakers to campus. This is SRN News. Stocks have been mixed for the most part in early trading today.
Stocks are turning mixed on Wall Street and crude oil prices are rising again while the war with Iran continues. The S&P 500 erased most of an early loss and was down 0.1% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 10 points. That's less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. The price of a barrel of Brent crude went back above $103 a barrel as airstrikes continued to batter Iran. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.38%. It was under 4% when the war with Iran began at the end of February. Seth Sutel, New York.
Jury deliberations underway in a landmark trial involving social media giant Meta. New Mexico prosecutors accuse the company of misleading people about the safety of its platforms. When it comes to children, Meta denies violating state consumer protection laws. More on these stories at srnnews.com.